Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 409, 74 degrees on this Friday, October 3rd. I'm just looking to pull something up here, which I don't have, of course. So I got a text message. Jake, you'll get a kick out of this. Hey, Rob and Jake, are we getting bumper music from the Taylors' new release? Heard snippet of one song. How'd she get so rich and famous? I could pretty much guarantee there's going to be a 0% chance of having one of Taylor Swift's new. And listen, if it's your thing, good for you. But I just don't think we're going to have some Taylor Swift bumper music. Unless Jake finds something unusual in her new album releases that we might think is funny. But other than that, I'm thinking
better chance of winning Powerball.
Yeah, better chance of winning Powerball. So just so we get that clear now. So if you're hanging on listening for a Taylor Swift song, probably not going to happen. I'm thinking we could use some Sammy Hagar, though. We could probably use some of that coming up in the show.
Say no more.
There you go. So we kind of knew this was, well, I kind of knew this was coming and said that that the Hamas, Israel, U.S., ceasefire deal, hostage release, some sort of semblance of peace there was a long shot because of Hamas. Hamas has zero incentive to stop fighting. Their entire existence is to try to eradicate Israel, and there's no reason for them to go in any other direction but that. And Hamas's military chief has officially rejected Trump's ceasefire plan and aims to keep fighting as per the report. Now, here's the problem with this. And listen, the people there, and there are innocent people there. Yes, I get that they've elected a terrorist government to represent them, that are using them as human shields and taking away aid from them. And until they start to rise up themselves, there's really not going to be a wholehearted change there. So they'll just need to be eradicated, meaning the Hamas terrorists. And Israel is in a position to do that. And now that you've had the U.S. multiple times, Turkey, Egypt, Qatar, and all these places kind of put their neck out to try and bring some sort of semblance to peace, and has been had their hand slapped away when they extended it to shake a hand, they're just going to throw their hands up and say, listen, you brought this on yourself. And yes, you'll have your crying media who will say, look at the destruction that's going on and look at the harm that's being done. And you have to – there's one person to blame for that, the terrorists of Hamas, who had a plan in front of them that could have possibly ended with their own territory, not with them being governed, though. And again, why would they look to end their own existence? Now, is it the best for the people of Palestine? Absolutely it is. Is it is there a 100% chance that a good majority of Hamas is going to be eradicated moving forward if they do not take this? Yes, there is. But Trump has thrown down the warning today. He gives them till 6 p.m. Sunday to accept the peace proposal before all hell breaks loose. That's the deadline he gave. An agreement must be reached with Hamas by Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Washington, D.C. time. Every country has signed on. If the last chance agreement is not reached, all hell, like no one has ever seen before, will break out against Hamas, Trump wrote in a post. Trump unveiled his proposal on Monday alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He gave him 72 hours, and now he's extended that to Sunday at 6 p.m. I would imagine if this is not taken by Sunday at 6:01, you will have some sort of military action initiated by Israel. It's just my guess, but I could see that. There are a lot of signs to this as well, if you read the tea leaves, as they call it. Look at what's been going on today. Look at some of the news headlines that have broke today. And mind you, we're still waiting for the P. Diddy sentencing, which has been going on all day, which is very unusual. But I guess his defense and supporters are trying to put out some sort of plea to the judge to be easy on him and lenient. So we're still waiting on that. But if you read the news of what's going on, the Trump administration reinstituted almost $200 million in Homeland Security funding to the New York City area, New York State. Obviously, a major target for terrorists, including those who support Hamas. Now, that is unrelated to this, but is it? If they expect Hamas to turn their nose at this peace deal, and they expect this Sunday 6 p.m. deadline to come and go, and some sort of military action like we've never seen before, as per the president's own words, is there a risk of some sort of terrorist attack here at our homeland? There is. It's always been a concern. It always is a concern when there's some sort of military action when it comes to terrorism in the world. You know, we always look inward and say we need to up our protection profile. The fact that that was taken away and now being brought back in leads me to believe, and again, this is just me and some people that I talk to outside of government, people in the public safety field, that there is chatter out there that there could be possibly something in the plans. There is heightened alertness to where the potential for targeting could be more than a normal level. And with this issue over there, and this is one of many issues around the world, mind you, but with the issue with basically a red line being drawn to Hamas of this Sunday, and now all of a sudden, and this 100, I think it's $140 million, $157 million, it's not going to flow tomorrow, but it's back on the table, which means it can start being spent, and you know, they could start gearing up and using the things they did. Because if they think that there may be an issue, and say there is an attack or some sort of incident in New York, it would not be a good look for them to say, well, the Trump administration took $160 million away from their Homeland Security protection. So when you couple these news stories together, and again, it's just me putting pieces together, but I've been doing this for a long time, I think it's pretty obvious that this deadline is going to come and go. I don't think Hamas is going to change its mind all of a sudden, even with this threat, because they don't care. They are okay with going out as martyrs. They are okay with being blown up or killed or hunted down by either the U.S. or, in this case, Israel, because it's what they want. That's their life. That's the way they see they hit glory. And again, there is no incentive for them for peace, because when there's peace, they don't exist anymore. So these pieces being put together, and then you have the attack on the synagogue in the UK, leads me to believe that they're expecting a little more than we're kind of led on to believe. And again, you have to look at the entire picture and zoom out from just the peace talks with Hamas, Israel, and the U.S., including their partners there. But you have to realize, too, Egypt's been embarrassed by these talks. Qatar's been embarrassed by these talks. The U.S., Israel, who has continued to tell the U.S., listen, we told you so. They're not going to agree to anything. This is the way they want. They need to be hunted and killed, like most terrorists do. So on the wide scale of things, it does concern me, especially when you see it the parallel to this, that all of a sudden a change of policy as far as Homeland Security funding for New York that goes to this extra protection, that goes for this extra intelligence efforts for those areas. So I would really start looking at the news, not only this weekend, because that deadline is just that. They've already far surpassed the 72-hour deadline of Monday. So the fact that he's saying Sunday at 6 o'clock, hey, if they start striking them tomorrow at noon, and I think this will be an evening strike, so you have to look at the way our time zone aligns with theirs. So I think, you know, about that time, I think I even have it on my phone. No, I don't have it. I have Tehran and Mecca. That's the two world clocks I have in there. But in Tehran, it's 11:48 p.m. right now. So by our 6 o'clock, it is in the middle of the night there. That 6 o'clock could easily be at the same time as an evening strike, which these strikes usually take place, is what I'm getting at there. But it could be before as well. It could be as easy as early as tonight, because I don't think anyone thinks that now that they've turned the peace down, the deal down, they're going to turn around and say, oh, you know, we rethought about it. They're not. They're going to have to be eradicated, and they're going to have to be forcefully eradicated. And unfortunately, the people there that are being used as human shields and being stolen from their own government and put in harm's way by their own government are the ones that are going to suffer, because these martyrs want to die. They want to go out, and they don't care if they take as many as their own civilians with them, because this way their PR wheel, which there is, can point fingers and say, look, the Israelis and the infidels did this. And you have our Palestinian progressive caucus here that carries their water for them. So I would be cautious come Sunday, and even possibly before that, that there is something's going to happen as far as a military initiative when it comes to Hamas and Palestine. As far as here at home, anytime there's action like that, you have to watch many things, because anytime Israel strikes, does this bring the Houthi rebels in Yemen back into it? Does Iran step back into it? Iran has already started making idle threats again, even after we've destroyed their nuclear facilities. So does that again draw us into it? Does Israel strike Iran again? It just opens up a whole another dynamic. And with those possibilities, the adding that the Trump administration has reversed course to give Homeland Security funds back to New York City and New York State does raise my concern personally. And the two could not may not be linked, but in my experience, there is some sort of uptick in at least some sort of chatter to have that reversal come. I don't think there's any other way that reversal would happen. So there's my two cents on that. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. And just how quick the news changes is why I let that – well, that's a great song, so that's why I played it a little longer. But just as I was talking about the hostage deal and the peace deal with Hamas and Israel and the U.S. and the warning by Donald Trump, there was breaking news at 4:06 that is being published by the New York Times, Newsmax, the New York Post – where Hamas has now agreed to release all Israeli hostages under the Trump-Gaza peace deal and enter into negotiations to end the war. So there's a little caveat here, and there appears to be some sort of a stall tactic, but this is obviously good news. Hamas said Friday it has agreed to release all Israeli hostages, living and dead, and it said it was ready to begin negotiations for a peace deal. In a statement, the militant group said it had held extensive consultations before agreeing to terms based on President Trump's proposal, for an end to fighting in Gaza. Hamas said it was ready to immediately begin negotiations through mediators to finalize deals on the agreement. Well, the agreement's the agreement. They had to sign it. That was the finalization. The fact that they're saying that they need to start negotiations now seems like a delay tactic to me. But the fact that they're saying now that they want to release all hostages, living and dead, is a good thing. Now, there's believed to be 48 hostages still being held by Gaza, 20 of whom believed to still be alive. Two Americans are among the dead. Itay Chen, 19, and Omer Neutra, 21, U.S. citizens that are believed to be dead. The news comes as Trump issued a 6 p.m. Sunday deadline for Hamas to agree to this peace deal, threatening that all hell would break loose if it didn't. Trump unveiled a 20-point proposal on Monday alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Islamic group also said it was willing to hand administrative control of Gaza to an independent Palestinian body, provided it is formed by national consensus and backed by Arab and Islamic states, according to a statement from Al Jazeera. Hamas stressed the question over Gaza's long-term governance and broader Palestinian rights could only be decided within a wider national framework that includes all factions. So that's how quick news changes here. And just as I was telling you this story, this just broke at, again, 4:08 is the time on this story that this agreement's out. So I guess they realized that there was a very real threat to them. And again, this, we're going to release the hostages, but we will begin to negotiate the end of the war. Seems like they're buying time, and we've been down this road before to when they renege on it. But I think all parties aren't playing anymore here. And I think Hamas realizes that their time may be up. It's surprising that they've made this move today, but I guess they are taking Donald Trump's threat extremely serious, which they should. Because after going public with a threat like that, I do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Expect wholeheartedly that there would be severe repercussions come as early as this weekend. I'm looking now at Fox News. They're reporting from London that Hamas has agreed to release all hostages. So we'll see what happens. But I think if it does not happen, there will be extensive repercussions as far as Hamas goes. But they're going to have to move quickly on this to prove they're acting in good faith. And that starts removing at least the live hostages immediately. So if that doesn't happen the next 48 hours or 24 hours, I would say that this is just more and more looks like a delay tactic. But we'll see. Hopefully peace prevails, right? It's 4:30 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement. And today we have five. We're going to start off with Trooper Anthony Bench, Pennsylvania State Police, 1961. He was killed in an automobile accident while returning from pistol qualification with other troopers. The driver of a patrol car swerved to avoid striking a deer, and the vehicle went into a skid on wet pavement and struck a tree. He was thrown from the vehicle and was killed instantly. Again, that was 1961. Detective Joseph McGinn, Philadelphia Police Department, in 1920. Detective Joseph McGinn was shot to death during a raid on a gambling den at 816 Pesyok Avenue in South Philadelphia. As the detectives raided the establishment, 10 masked gunmen entered and attempted to rob it. Detective McGinn, who was on vacation, had volunteered for the assignment. His killer was identified, arrested, and executed in the electric chair February 22, 1922. Police Officer William McNamee, Philadelphia Police Department, died as a result of complications from the Spanish influenza while performing his duty assigned to the influenza pandemic. That was 1918. Police Officer Herman Joseph Sprague, Philadelphia Police Department, again, died as a result of complications from the influenza while performing duties. Policeman William D. Johnston, Philadelphia Police Department, in 1887. Was shot and killed when he tried to arrest a man who had been causing a disturbance at the Powelltown Avenue station of Pennsylvania Railroad. After being shot, Policeman Johnson returned fire but missed the assailant, who fled. And those are our five from here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on this day. Somebody says, with all the breaking news, Rob, you won't be able to use this episode as a best of. Tell management to stop being cheap and get more fill-in host, Bruce from Natticoke. Bruce, I hear you. I've had this argument over and over again, and I hear you. Believe me, it's more of a corporate issue. It's not just a local issue, but they are trying. They actually just put out again for looking for people to fill in. And I have people in the business, but again, with different corporations and different station owners and different stuff like that, it's hard to get people that I would trust with my show for you guys to come in. And a lot of contracts, depending on where they work, don't allow it. But believe me, I'm trying. I try all the time. But they'll use it as a best of. So... Don't fret there, but believe me, I do apologize. It's hard because the morning show has two hosts, and when one's out, the other one's there. All the other shows just have a single host. So when we're out, we're the ones that suffer, and you're the ones that suffer, and our fans and listeners suffer. So I get that, and they get that. I've had this conversation many times. There are plenty of people in this business. I've been a guest on a lot of people's shows across the nation that I would love to have in to cover my show for you, because I think you'd really appreciate what they have to say and how they say it. But there's a lot of complications when it comes to that. If they work for other media organizations, or depending on where they work and what their contract says, can they? And it's just not like I can say, hey, can you have my friend such and such fill in for my show today? That's not the way our corporation works. They have to be under contract. There has to be a whole, I's dotted and T's crossed type thing. So it is a little more difficult than that. But believe me, I understand your concern. It is my concern as well. So Bruce, I got you. I've been trying for the past few years, and we're going to continue to try. It is 4:41 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? On this day, Let me pull up exactly what I, here we go, what I need for today, for today's in history. Because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where I've been on this day, October 3rd? Let's see what we got. 1863, the Thanksgiving Proclamation. President Abraham Lincoln issued the proclamation designating the last Thursday in November as the National Day of Thanksgiving, helping establish the holiday as a reoccurring tradition. 1904, Panama Canal work begins. Construction officially started in the Panama Canal under U.S. management, a massive engineering project that reshaped global trade. 1913, federal income tax. The U.S. government began imposing the first permanent federal income tax under the 16th Amendment. That was 1913. It's also when we transferred from a tariff-based economy to a federal income tax-based economy. 1942, the first jet fighter in the U.S., the Bell XP-59A Arrow Comet. America's first jet-powered fighter jet aircraft made its maiden flight. That was 1942. 1951, the shot heard around the world in baseball. Bobby Thompson of the New York Giants hit his famous home run against Brooklyn Dodgers, clinching the National League pennant. 1990, German reunification. While not directly American, the U.S. played a central role in the Cold War backdrop, leading to the East and West Germany reunifying. Today is also the day of, on this day in 1993, the Battle of Mogadishu begins. Wasn't supposed to be a full-fledged battle. It was supposed to be a quick operation to capture two top Somalian faction leaders. Instead, two United States helicopters were shot down and a full-fledged urban warfare ensued. It's also known as Black Hawk Down. Two Delta Force snipers, MSG Master Sergeant Gary Gordon and Randy Skugart, attempted to save the crew of one of the Black Hawk helicopters. Their mission was almost certain to end in death, and unfortunately it did. Their bravery in the midst of unexpected conflict would earn them both the Medal of Honor. The operation had begun with 19 aircraft, 12 vehicles, and 160 men. The mission was simultaneously working and also going badly awry. There had been casualties and unexpected problems, but the Delta Force members assigned to seize the Somalian leader had done just that. The mission should have been a mere minutes away from the most successful conclusion, but then a Black Hawk helicopter was shot by Somalians below. Mobs of Somalians were moving towards the crash site from the direction. Securing it would take all of the men on the ground. The mission had been designed for speed, swiftly in, swiftly out. Now that they were stuck in a surround and secure, the entire force at the target building and on the convoy would have had to fight their way out of the crash site. It's an honor for me to call Hooten, a friend. He was one of the Delta Force specialists there that was in Mogadishu during Black Hawk Down. And I've talked to him about the event. And this was another United States government changing the rules of engagement and changing the assets needed. They wanted to go in with Spectre gunships. They wanted to go in with armored carriers and tanks. And they said, no, you needed just Humvees and small helicopters. And because their plan changed, and again, it was drawn up as a quick in and out, did not realize the hornet's nest that they were stirring up, and you know, the rest is history. So on this day, Black Hawk Down began and lasted quite a way. Gordon and Stuart, the two snipers, went into the city with no safety net. It wasn't clear who would be coming to save them and the downed helicopter crew or how long the rescue would take. They just knew that they needed help, and if they could, and they only sniper rifles and pistols. Once on the scene, they pulled the injured helicopter crew out of the aircraft and established a defensive perimeter. They fought back against a mob. They used weapons they had, then pulled more from the helicopter wreckage. They armed the helicopter pilot who had been left propped up near the small tree with a broken leg. They patrolled the perimeter until each was fatally wounded. Gordon and Stuttgart knew that they were taking on a mission that was nearly impossible, but they didn't live long enough to know that they managed to save one person, the pilot, Mike Durant. He was captured after Gordon and Stuttgart were killed, but survived and was released nearly 2 weeks later. Durant's story of captivity, of course, is the story for another day, but one that wouldn't have occurred if these two selfless, bravely soldiers did not sacrifice their life to save their fellow man. Thank God we have heroes like that. It's 4:52 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I got some breaking news. Sean Diddy Combs has been sentenced to 4 years, 2 months in prison. 4 years, 2 months in prison is his sentence for his trial. That's the breaking news coming out of New York City now. They've been waiting for this all day. This sentencing hearing took place, started taking place at 9 o'clock this morning. There's been crowds there ever since. But it is breaking news now that Sean P. Diddy Combs has now been sentenced to 4 years, 2 months in prison. So that's the breaking news out of New York. Let me tell you about Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, my friends over at Monk HVAC, monkhvac.com to be exact. I had three criteria. I wanted a local business, I wanted a family-run business, and I wanted a business that uses top-of-the-line equipment. And shouldn't that be the case in everything we look for, be it a restaurant, be it a small business, being anywhere you're looking to do something for? You know, we can't go wrong if you have that as your criteria. And all the times it's not possible, but when you can do it, that's the way to go. I got one of these Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems, the ductless split air systems, and it's just phenomenal. Just this week alone. Now, we haven't used the air conditioning this week yet, but with 81 degrees both Saturday and Sunday, probably are. But we have used the heating element in that same thing, and it's a matter of pushing a button on a remote control, heat, setting a temperature, and boom, it's on. And we had it on for only about 20 minutes this morning, and it put enough heat in the room to take the chill out, shut it off, and, you know, let Mother Nature and the sun coming up do the rest. But it did take that evening chill out of the morning air when we were having our coffee this morning, and my wife loves that, rather than firing up the propane fireplace or something like that, which we could have did, but, you know, we have this new system, and from what I'm told, it's more energy efficient than putting on my propane fireplace with the cost of propane. So I'm looking forward to that. Not to mention the IRS rebates, tax rebates I get on the system, and PP&L rebate that I get back in a check form, which probably will take a while, but I'm looking forward to that too because of the energy efficiency of these units. Monk HVAC are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors, but if you're looking for central air conditioning or some other kind of equipment, they are also trained premier comfort specialists. 24/7, 365-day service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters the same day, and that family value. Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, you're going to deal with the Monk family when you deal with Monk Heating and Air Conditioning because their name's on everything and they stand behind everything. You're now part of their family when you go through Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Check them out. Listen, this unit, I've been looking at them for a long time. I could have got a unit at the big box stores and installed it myself. Probably would have taken me 2 days. It took them less than 5 hours. And again, that Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, I think this thing's warranted for 12 years. Where do you get that elsewhere? So give them a check out. Give them a shout out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. And tell them I sent you. You will not be disappointed. And I'll let you know on Monday how those AC worked out. We did use it once or twice already, but with 81 degrees 2 days, I'm looking forward to seeing how that chills things down. Again, the breaking news out of New York is Sean P. Diddy Combs has been sentenced to 4 years and 2 months in prison for his trial, his crimes. So we will looking at the any comment from his camp or anything like that, but really I could care less about his comment. Let him spend his 4 years, 2 months in jail. And does he learn a lesson? I don't know. People with unlimited funds and often never hearing the word no, well, yeah, good things don't happen. But that's what's happening out of New York. Something I did want to touch on, I think I tried to tell the story yesterday, just didn't have time for it. But the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii has been erupting for a while now. But it's erupting and shooting lava as high as the Empire State Building, as high as a skyscraper during a six-hour eruption the other day. It's going up as high as 1,300 feet, which is taller than the New York Empire State Building. Could you imagine that? You ever been and looked up at the Empire State Building? Could you imagine being back and seeing a fountain of lava shooting up in the sky that high? Now, it's been going off since late last year, and the residents, visitors, and online viewers have been enjoying the show, where it looks like a fire hose of molten rock shooting in the air. But this Wednesday, the volcano had its 34th episode since December, and scientists believe that they're all part of the same eruption because magma has been flowing from the same pathway to the surface. But again, with these most recent fountains shooting 1,300 feet in the air, 400 meters, that must be some sight. As tall as the Empire State Building? Yeah. Now, they don't think it's any concern. They think it's just normal operations of a normal active volcano, which it is. It is shooting higher than normal, but again, through normal means. So there's no new eruptions or no new avenues of lava coming up, which I'm sure would also make a concern. But there are videos online. There is a lot of pictures of this, if that's your thing. And Mother Nature is just a wonderful thing to look at. And this is one of the marvels of Mother Nature. I don't know how close I would want to get to an active volcano, but it would be something to see. It's 5 o'clock.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.